All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
We are tired.
We are a little bit tired. I think the machine is tired.
Yeah.
We overworked the machine last week.
That is what happened.
We overworked the audience last week.
A lot.
There,
yeah.
You know, there was cheering and there was Kev?
It was loud.
Could you punch him in the thigh, please?
I know you've fallen asleep on the show before.
Yeah. No,
but this isn't the time. We have to thank some people. Yeah. And you can't just...
It was years ago. I was on medications.
By years ago, do you mean within the last six or seven months?
6 weeks.
Because I believe it may have happened.
That never happened.
Liar.
That never happened in the last 6 or 7 months.
It didn't happen last week, though. It was too exciting.
It was too exciting.
I mean, that was a great turnout we had.
It was.
Audience and was great.
I was surprised.
I've never been to like a live event before or anything like that, so I'm like, I don't know, there's anywhere between 1 and 6 people that are no, there's like a
couple hundred.
Yeah,
couple, definitely several hundred.
More, it was more nice, than that. Right? It was a nice venue, good drink, good food.
We should put it out there. We want to thank the several hundred of you who were able to make it out to our live event celebrating our 300th episode.
That's right. 300.0 is what we called it, right?
Yes, .0.
Sponsored by thinkgeek.com.
That's right.
We're so glad so many of you were able to make it out. It was a great episode. It was a great time we had taping it with a live studio audience, just like our infamous 200th episode.
That's right.
So if you weren't able to hear that, we'll hopefully be able to. We're going to be getting that up soon. Editing process is a little different on that one. So,
sure.
Yeah, the live makes it hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you missed the 300th episode, a lot of people in attendance. A lot of somewhat famous faces.
Yeah. A lot of famous faces. If you've listened to this show before,
that's true.
Yeah, much like some of the Comic-Con panels, we ask no one to post anything
until we've
been able to post it.
Of course.
And
so no spoilers.
We especially want to thank Cornboy from the Four Horsemen, who was there, who was partying it up like an animal.
Well, that's what he does.
Late into the evening.
That's,
you know, he cut off the hair and all of the restrictions went right out the window.
I don't know what happened there.
He used to be so reserved.
He adopted that Mr. Clean look and became Mr. Not Clean. So,
wow. Yeah, saying. Definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And, and other people as well. We want to thank Banksy.
That's right, right.
We
there.
We want to thank.
Hey, hey! I said we wouldn't say who threw up that graffiti piece on the back wall, and you just outed him.
And the other artists and dignitaries in attendance.
Foreign dignitaries. The ambassador of Cuba.
Is there an ambassador of Cuba?
I don't think that's a thing. Yeah, because they're like.
Is it the Dos Equis guy? He might be the ambassador.
You know, the Dos Equis guy is like some random old Jewish dude from New York.
Nice, which makes it even more.
He's really passionate about landmines in Vietnam.
And not beer, apparently.
I don't know. He doesn't usually do.
And so. Now that we have gotten through the long build-up to episode 300.
Yes. Right.
It's a new era. It's a new day. And 301 recovery.
And all of those, I should say real quick, but all those things that we teased during episode 300.
Yep.
New stuff regarding our online presence and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, that's coming.
Yeah, it was a little delayed,
but it's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So.
And we also want to, I have to say this in that OG is very regretful of the fact that he insisted that we have a live studio vote on whether or not to keep the wrap up.
Because,
and of course, the wrap up won.
No, it did not. It won being killed.
That is
wrap up will remain.
See, he thought he could.
That is Kev's
geeks. No.
Kev used one of those. He waved his hand in the air. Yeah. The Kevometer to gauge the audience.
The Kevometer never lies.
I believe that needle was broken.
Yeah. The Kevometer never lies.
I think it does, and it's doing it right now.
By virtue of applause from the audience.
And you know,
the wrap up remains apart.
You know, he tried to pull shenanigans, by the way.
He just did.
You know, no, but the first time he decided to do the poll, was during setup. It was the three of us, two waiters and a bartender who had no idea what the hell was going on.
He clapped really loudly, and the other guy was like, yes, yeah, I'm excited to do this thing.
You know, you
not
guys
really fair.
Can dance and sing and step and fetch and whatever it is
just like
that
Mr.
you guys
not
do.
Clean.
But, you know, in the end, the audience is who drives this program.
And they asked for a wrap-up of the wrap-up.
And the audience overwhelmingly responded in the profoundly positive for the wrap-up. So, bravo, the wrap-up remaining. No longer in the show. Second century of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Wow, that's deep.
I still don't think booze.
Almost time.
I still think you're confused on what a boo means.
I said boo earns.
Yeah, boo. It's not. It does.
That's not the positive.
No, applause. It's not just by sound that
that's
you
right,
use that meter.
Right.
It's usually like it's applause or laughter is important.
You know, I know how you guys feel when you know your position doesn't win out in the end.
Sure.
I understand. I really do understand.
Can we move on?
So
speaking
of,
let's get into 301.
That's right.
Recovery.
Big Gives Geek Stuff, episode 301. Recovery.
Yep.
We're calling it because that's
what
we need.
Tired and it's too darn hot.
Yeah. I almost considered taking my air conditioners out in a moment of duhness, I guess, over the past week. Because it got real nice.
Yeah.
The weather forecast was like low 80s and it was this beautiful breeze.
High 70s, nice breeze.
98 today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand. For the past week, it was like spring mist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I got you. And they came in and it was like, it's springy. It's like mid to high 60s and delightful weather. And the evenings were cool and crisp. And then suddenly today, it's like, yesterday it was muggy as shit.
Yeah.
And it's like 100 degrees and awful.
The fuck.
And as soon as September 21st hits, there's going to be a blizzard. I'm just calling it now.
It's a three-day heat wave. And, of course, we're taping on the hottest of the three
days. Of course.
Awesome.
What was the name of that tropical storm that quickly got downgraded to stiff breeze?
I don't know.
I'm blaming that.
I don't know what that was.
Wow.
But anyway.
No one watches the news.
All right. Let's move forward with the show.
Let's do it.
All right.
Geek Stuff. What's in the news?
Five.
Right. So, of course, last week during 300, we talked about the casting news of James Spader being cast as Ultron and Bradley Cooper being cast as Rocket Raccoon, and how I still don't understand Bradley Cooper as Rocket Raccoon.
It's just a voice.
I understand. But, look, just like we talked about this last week, right? At least in my brain, I always pictured him as being, I don't know, maybe British. So
I never pictured
really?
That.
Really?
No.
I always, maybe because it was a play on
I can understand
the Beatles song.
No, I got
it. Wasn't in the game. In one of the games, I think they portrayed him with an accent. And then
really?
I heard someone threw out David Tennant at one point in time, and it all
that would have
clicked,
been cool.
Although not British, but it all clicked to me like, yes, that would work.
Well,
and
he's UK-ish.
But yeah. UK-ish.
He's Anglican.
He's great British.
But I did want to talk about James Spader only because, again...
Another voice.
Only because... Another voice, but... I just thought this was interesting. Marvel put out a video, I think it was today, actually, that was just a quick like 1-2 with Joss Whedon talking about the casting choice.
Yeah.
And his quote was, "Spader was my first and only choice. He's got that hypnotic voice that can be eerily calm and compelling, but he's also a very he's also very human and humorous."
And unemployed.
Right.
Yeah. No, no,
Ultron
that's
is
not true.
Not how?
Oh.
Spader can play all the levels. He's the guy to break the Avengers into pieces.
So here's the, so he's not unemployed, right? He has a new big show coming out.
He does?
Yeah, where he's like a criminal and he gets caught. It's some new show. It's probably on Fox, so it'll probably get canceled.
Wow.
If it's good, it'll get canceled. If it's not, it'll have about six seasons.
Because by your description of it, I would imagine it's going to be on TNT.
He actually was really good on the last season of The Office, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was also... I liked him in Boston Legal, I'll be honest with you. And that's where we're talking about those humorous tones.
Right.
But anyone plays opposite Shatner.
But no, in whatever that show is where he's captured, Mastermind, I think it's called Mastermind, something like that.
Oh, yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
He seems like exactly what he's talking about, cold and if not, but yet compelling.
Like the late 60s, early 70s board game that no one knows how to play?
Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that.
No one knows what I'm talking about.
That's a
little... Cricket?
Okay, there were some colored pegs, and there was a long
Oh, sorry, we know. That's not appropriate anymore.
Colored pegs.
Oh, sorry.
And then what you did was... Wait, if you were the mastermind, no, you were like the guy, right? And you put the colored pegs in an order in the row. Like, let's say there are five of them.
Right.
You put the colored pegs in, and there's a little shield that goes over it.
Okay.
Right? Now, listen. No, this is the truth. And then the opposing player, they have to put the colored pegs in the order to match what. All right. What the
so
guy
it's
has
it's kind of like it's almost like a Battleship
and Gin Rummy.
No. No, it's like neither of those.
Well, two just you, like them, it's not interesting.
All right,
fine.
Let's move forward. Since I brought up Marvel,
yeah,
Ant-Man got moved forward.
Yeah,
which leads me to believe, at least, that maybe they're a little bit further along than they've been teasing. Maybe. Although it's not significant, but it is 2 months.
Edgar Wright, right?
Yeah, Edgar Wright. Yeah. So there's that. But nothing else announced. And then in the I'm going to say that I'm going to get hate for this next statement.
Uh-oh.
And if you want to hate OG, you can do so by using the GVM line,
which is 425-920-6050.
Ooh, look at that. No
Boom.
Screen
he
or
tried
nothing.
To catch me.
He already had it.
No, I didn't look. He tried to catch me off guard, but I got this. I got this.
So, I guess Marvel, Disney, etc., in some story this week, they were talking about doing a superhero movie with a female lead. Right?
I'm down.
And so
there's a good idea.
There's some, okay, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. First of all, I think they should do it simply because Warner Brothers and DC did not with Wonder Woman. And so Marvel should continue to dick slap DC and Warner Brothers every opportunity they get.
Absolutely.
The name that was thrown out there, or the character that was thrown out there, was Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, that character, which... I'm okay with that. The character.
Has to be somebody you can tie into the Avengers. So who does that leave? Wasp? Well, they're already doing that, right? And which is the same idea.
And they're not going to give... And Wasp isn't big
Scarlet
enough to get
Witch,
her own movie.
She's already in the movie.
She's already in Avengers.
So who's that leave? Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel.
In any one of her six incarnations.
But here's the part that...
I hope to go with the black Ms. Marvel with the big afro.
Well, so the name that's being thrown around, and even there might have been on something on the rumor mill from this person saying that they had a talk with Marvel, Katie Sackhoff. Right now, this is where the hate's going to come in. I don't get Katie Sackhoff. I don't get the appeal. I don't think she's great.
I apologize for bringing this up, but as you know, Battlestar.
I know
you've seen the show.
I've seen the first two seasons of the show,
and you don't think she plays a pretty compelling character there?
Yeah, no? I gotta.
She doesn't blow me away. Now, not that Ms. Marvel or Captain Marvel has to blow me away, but it was like, oh my God, Katie Sackhoff, she's amazing. But
yes,
I just don't get it.
Fresh off her Riddick Treacle appearance.
Right. Yeah, she was in Riddick, and she's also in these, I have no idea, I've never seen anyone see this show. I've never seen it, I've never heard anyone talk about it. But before I see a movie, There is always this show about like a, what are they, Rangers?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
State Troopers or something.
Yeah, she's on. Yes.
And she plays something. I don't know. She was, but she was. She's a pretty good actor. She was in Nip Tuck. She played a very different role than she played in Battlestar.
Was she in Nip Tuck?
For Miss Marvel, it doesn't make any sense.
Hold on.
She's in, I believe, one of the last seasons. She's the anesthesiologist or whatever, crazy lady who kills. She replaced one of the women who was in Desperate Housewives or something in the middle of the season. There was like a season break, and then she was supposed to be the same character, and I got really pissed because they changed actresses.
Wow, I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
She was, yeah, she was not in the that final season. But either way, I like her a lot. You're right. I'm not blown away. Who cares?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. Like, I don't think she
can carry a title role in a movie.
Speaking of Katie Sackhoff, her and Trisha Halford, were they behind us last year at New York Comic Con, or was that 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago.
That was last year.
No, actually, I think it was 3 years ago.
No.
Yes, 2 years ago was Cat Shit Corner. Last year behind us was a continuation of Podcast Alley.
Oh, right.
But
was it three?
Three years ago.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
That big autograph booth was right behind us.
Wait, but speaking of that, Trisha Helfer would be a better Miss Marvel.
She could be. But see, Trisha Helfer, again, to me, is another one who's like, she's pretty.
Yeah, I guess.
She had a pretty good performance later on in Battlestar.
Yeah.
I'm currently watching Battlestar Galactica, by the way, because I have succumbed to the pressure.
This is the sentence that's going to piss everyone off. Go ahead.
I'm not hooked.
Okay.
I'm better than two seasons in, and I'm not hooked.
I look forward to it.
I'm watching it. I'm going to finish it. I'll probably even watch that. What everyone's calling trash Caprica show.
No, please don't watch that. Watch all the web series.
No, because
what about Blood and Chrome? Or
Blood and Chrome's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, I'll watch all of it. But I have to say right now, as of right now, I'm just not, I don't see what everybody was falling over themselves about.
That's fair enough. I just don't see it.
Yeah,
I want to wait till you get further in before we start talking about that.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah. A show that I'd like to talk about.
Yes.
I'm watching, if you don't mind.
No, go for it.
Doctor Who.
Yes, let's talk.
So I talked about a while back, I was talking about, I was trying to watch it, and I watched like two seasons or so, and it just didn't catch me. It was quirky and British and over the top. And
like Battlestar Galactica.
Just like, no, neither of those things.
Right.
None of that applies. It's like quirky and over the top and British and eh. And I got through it. I really liked David Tennant's performance.
Yes.
I thought the companions were okay. You know,
I hate Rose Tyler.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go on the record as saying I hate her.
Well, now that I've seen the show, she's my least favorite.
Yeah. Martha.
But she's Martha's cool. But it's just kind of like the show itself is occasionally there are really good episodes. Like watching a season, I'm like, that was actually really good. You know, everyone talks about Blink. I finally got through Blink. I'm like, wow, that was really good. And that's how the show feels to me. There's pacing where there's a lot of filler. There's a general overarching story, a lot of filler, a lot of meh, a lot of this is clearly for the kids because it's a big thing in England, you know, the UK. And then all of the sudden Russell T. Davies left.
Right.
And Stephen Moffat took over. And you know what the one thing that all those amazing Doctor Who episodes have in common?
Stephen Moffat?
Yes, indeed.
Right.
He's a fantastic writer. And the dude has done Sherlock also with Mark Gatiss, who plays Mycroft, by the way, on the show. And another guy, Stephen something, who also wrote for Doctor Who, who's also really good. He wrote the season finale for the second series.
The
Reichenbach Fall, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Anyway, every Moffat episode is awesome. that's pretty much what I wanted to say. I like David Tennant. I like Matt Smith a lot. I like Jenna Louise Coleman.
I like Jenna Louise
Coleman.
I really like her.
I'm going to be honest with you. Karen Gillan, I totally get why people are all about her.
Karen Gillan as the character Amy Pond, I hated by the time she was done.
Who cares?
Yeah,
I was excited for her to go.
Yeah,
I loved Rory.
I think Rory was really good.
I would watch.
He's
the
also
show with
in
the sound off just to see her.
He is also in Broadchurch.
He is in
by
Broadchurch,
the way, along with David Tennant. And that's actually really good, by the way. I finished that first series of it.
Okay,
they're making a second series. Don't try to guess who did it. Just get immersed in what's going on there.
Okay.
It's a really well acted, really well written show. But yes, back to Doctor Who. I am now kind of upset because I'm caught up and that series finale of 7, whatever, was awesome. And then suddenly it's like, now you got to wait till November, dude.
Now you got to wait till November.
I hate catching up.
And then after
stuff.
November, you have to wait till December.
And then after December, you have to wait till the spring. What is that?
Scapegoat. That's how episodic TV series work.
I understand. But, you know, the empowerment of Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Is that I don't have to do that. Right, and it's really awesome to consume that story. And for me, Doctor Who doesn't work that way for me. And I'm really worried that I may just wait as long as possible, which I probably won't be able to do, because any Moffat episode is going to be, wow, this is compelling and dark and feature film like quality, packed into 45 minutes, wow. And then the other episodes are going to be like, we're on a spaceship with dinosaurs. Like, really, dude? I'm excited to see what happens. I really do like Jenna Louise Coleman. That whole concept I'm assuming people have watched this by now, right?
I don't care.
That whole concept by now, really well done.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So speaking I was kind of blown away.
Speaking of feature films and Sherlock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two things. Yeah. One, did
Benedict Cumberbatch is in everything.
No, it's not about Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's about Ian McKellen.
Yes, sir. About a new Sherlock Holmes movie featuring an older Sherlock Holmes in the 30s.
Is it?
1930s.
Do we really need another Sherlock?
It was Ian McKellen.
But is it a Sherlock Holmes movie?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a movie. I for some reason, I didn't think that it was actually a Sherlock Holmes movie.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard a movie with Ian McKellen as an older Sherlock Holmes in the 1930s. What I think is the shame of it is that what it should be, I feel, is the last Sherlock Holmes movie with Robert Downey Jr., where they're going back and forth between the time frame.
Right.
That does make
that
sense.
That would have been amazing.
So Days of Future Past Sherlock.
Yeah, kind of.
We don't really need another Sherlock movie, though. We have Elementary's going on. Sherlock.
Unfortunately.
The BBC.
Well, Sherlock
the
is
BBC,
very vogue right now,
yeah,
sir.
The BBC Sherlock, which is just awesome, that's right, in my opinion.
Sure.
And, you know, the Robert Downey Jr. ones, which I liked. I liked Robert Downey Jr. in those.
I can't wait to see another one. And the Guy Ritchie is a great filmmaker.
Yeah.
And those movies were great.
Yeah.
And I think doing what I said with the back and forth.
Oh,
and
it's a great
Guy
idea.
Guy Ritchie do it would have been awesome.
That should,
that's not what this movie is.
It's what they should do.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Well, you know, Hugh Jackman is.
And.
Yes, go ahead.
Speaking of Benedict Cumberbatch, yes. The very popular rumor right now is that Benedict Cumberbatch will be some sort of villainous presence in Star Wars 7.
I think his reps came out and shot that down.
He came out and said, there's no deal.
Right.
There's nothing to talk about. And then he came out a second time and said, well, we haven't had any discussions, but let's wait and see. Right.
So if they were to cast him in a villainous role,
who would I want him to be?
He Khan. Should be. He should be.
No.
He should be. He should be Thrawn.
No, absolutely not.
Really? I think it would make a perfect Thrawn.
Can't do Thrawn.
Why not?
Because you can't do that series. They're too old. You can't do the Thrawn trilogy. I'll tell you who
you could
be.
Do the character and just rework the series.
Yeah, I know. You could do that. Or
yeah,
Jason Solo.
No.
Why not?
No, I don't
age
see
appropriate?
That.
Absolutely. Please. He can play Khan, but he can't play Jason Solo.
I don't know.
Harrison Ford is 800 years old.
I understand
years
that.
Old. Carrie Fisher also not looking like a spring chicken. They have adult children at
this point. Oh, I agree with that.
Absolutely. And he'd be perfect because he can play good and tortured and he can play evil as fuck. And that's exactly who Jason Solo
that
is.
That would be good casting.
We'll it see. Would be amazing. Yeah. The problem is they would really have to kill the casting on Jaina. Would have to be amazing.
Sure.
Like I don't even like Jennifer Lawrence amazing, but she would be too young.
Right.
So
yeah, cuz they got to be twins.
That's what I mean.
Twinsies.
So like you know like that would be the right. Balance there would have to be.
Of course, you know we're talking about you know they have to be and this has to be.
I know.
Under the assumption that the books are level A canon or whatever that fucking nonsense is, but they're not.
You were talking about this a while ago that you hate.
No, right. It's because Kathleen Kennedy and George Lucas both came out and said and positioned very early on in the process that look, the only true canon is what happened in the films. That's it.
I think they took on the Clone Wars. They took on the animated series.
Wait, isn't that really just a way for them? Because they hire a guy whose entire job is to make sure that there's continuity maintained.
Yes.
So is this their way of having a loophole to rewrite stuff? If
absolutely.
They don't like it?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
This is
their
everything,
ability to say we can have
so,
Thrawn
so there's,
and we can have
so
Jason
there's,
Solo.
So there's level like A, no doubt canon, which is
correct.
The film. And then there's like everything's canon until we just decide to change it.
Pretty correct. Much.
I think the
Tartakovsky
only,
comes.
The
mind.
Only thing that started off
I
in
like
the
that.
Book. The only thing that started in a book and translated to actual canon,
yeah.
As far as I know, is the name Coruscant. Believe that's it.
Fair enough.
I don't believe it was named. It was named in a book. I think
there's
it was named in the.
There was. I think there's more than that.
All right,
I think
that's the
that's
one.
A
that,
pretty significant.
Yeah, that's
one.
A, yeah. Maybe that's the biggest one then.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Star Wars, whatever, it's coming.
Whatever.
Well, I don't want. You know what? There's a website
biggest
that
event
I,
of your lifetime. Whatever.
There's a website that I like. that I frequent often, right?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com?
It's a different one than that.
Okay.
Is it Latino Review?
I don't frequent that website, sir. No, but they have a weekly like roundup, like a weekly Star Wars roundup. Uh-huh. And we hear that there's going to be a deal with Kellogg's to have lightsaber-shaped marshmallows. I don't fucking care. When the big news comes out, then I care.
That's amazing.
When the rumors come out.
Hey, guess what? Disney's going to merchandise the movie?
Yeah. Oh,
boom.
My God.
My mind is blown.
Yeah. What about Infinity Times Infinity?
Right. So, like, I just don't want to harp on every little tidbit
You know what? I don't disagree with you. I think what I like to do though with those bits of information is point out how ridiculous they are and how funny they are, because every bit of speculation that we do or other shows do or you know down the line you know that's going to happen, all of this stuff is really great. This is as much in part as much fun as actually finding out what the truth is going to be.
Right.
Because it's so entertaining. The speculation part of it is so entertaining and can be so entertaining. Like you just said with the marshmallows, that's the funniest thing I've heard this week.
Oh, I just made that shit up. That's
I know, but I'm
true,
just saying,
yeah.
We could start the rumor right now. Yeah. But the point is that it's that funny and entertaining even though that's your fake example,
right.
There's absolutely shit like that
they talk about already.
I think it's the fandom, right? It's
right.
The either actual or imagined participation of something. And
exactly.
So for people to get together around something and talk about
whether
it's complete shit or not.
The problem is that fandom
kills
things if it's not careful. Fandom is like locusts.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Affleck comes to mind.
No, I'll give you a great example.
Speaking of Ben Affleck, was it an EW that I read that when Michael Keaton was cast, there was something like 50,000 plus letters written to the studio about how terrible it was.
Mr. Mom is going to be Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
you heard that, right?
I did hear that. I don't know where it came from.
You were saying?
There's a horrible echo. Something's picking up a horrible echo.
Anyway.
This chair.
Okay. I'm sure that it's okay. These mics are not that
sensitive. That's the fourth chair.
Yeah.
I have a good example.
Okay.
The good example is I can no longer watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Right. Because it's been ruined.
Rennies have ruined it for me.
So that's what I was saying. So there's a friend of the show who really wants to get into Doctor Who, right? But this person, love him as I may, sometimes gets hyper fixed on things that he shouldn't, and so spends time on Tumblr. Right? And he's like, Tumblr has killed Doctor Who for me. Well, stop going to fucking Tumblr. But I understand what he's saying because people talk with all the fucking memes and all this shit.
I'm not really sure where you're going with
this. It's nonsense. Fandom has killed it for this person.
Because there's so much of it?
Yeah, because there's so much discussion
they harp
about
on it. And it's like the minutiae and the raking it over with coals. And it's like,
right. I understand what you're saying.
I hear that Benedict Cumberbatch's pinky is going to be his lightsaber. It's ridiculous nonsense.
We're back to the lightsaber thing.
We're back to the lightsaber.
I mean,
To
be fair, right. I'm going to segue this right here. I think there's a healthy level of community that a show can build. To me, the biggest show that comes to mind, and I don't want to talk about the ending and blah and whatever, Lost was a cultural thing where people would talk, water cooler, whatever, you know, shows aspire to do. Right, but that was awesome.
Right there
was a level of
season.
Because there wasn't much concrete around what was going on, and never was, the speculation and the community that built around that was awesome.
Right.
The segue that I want to make is Breaking Bad. I am not going to spoil anything.
Sure.
Because I want people to watch it.
I'm
not going to be the guy that tells you to watch it so much that you're like, fuck it, I'm never watching that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I will say that this most recent episode is absolutely. When I watch stuff, I enjoy it. Like, I watch it, I pick things apart, after the fact. But this is a show where I am unintentionally physically moving my body.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if we have video, I would show. But it's just like, oh my, holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't speak, but it's just really enthralling. So I just want to.
I've just accepted at this point that I will watch Breaking Bad when it's done on Netflix.
But it's great to have someone to talk about it with it. And that's the one thing, for example, that I'd rather wait for Doctor Who so I can have a bunch.
Right.
But you want to talk about did you see last night's episode, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And a little, it's that community, I think. That's, that's really important.
What's
You're right. Combing it over with absolute stupidity. The hair grew 0.3 inches, which is a continuity error, or it speaks to time travel and blah. It's a little much.
Is there other news?
Well, yeah, actually, I want to talk about a couple of different comic book things.
I agree.
Real quick, Inhumanity. And Inhumanity, I mean the Inhumanity that Marvel is putting on people.
Oh, I thought that was a title.
Are we going to talk about the Mighty Racist Avengers?
No. What?
The book that came out today.
No. What
the
are you
Mighty
talking
Avengers.
About? Why is it racist?
They're all black.
Okay.
How does that make it racist?
Because. Why
because there's something in their DNA that.
Oh, wow.
That's a callback,
no,
right?
No, I'm not doing this again.
Was that Harry Carey? Is that who that was?
I don't remember.
The sports announcer?
No. It was Nick the Greek, wasn't it?
Was it Nick the Greek? I thought it was Harry Carey.
No, it was Nick the Greek.
One of them. Anyway. Wow. No, Inhumanity is the next big, huge, epic, Marvel, crazy, epic, huge, Greg crossover. I'm fucking choking on crossovers. I'm not even done with... I'm two issues into Infinity.
Still reading Marvel books?
Yeah, I'm 2 issues into Infinity, and they're starting to push Inhumanity down my throat. Stop. Give me time to breathe. Sometimes I need to take a piss break. I need to eat something, digest.
Guardians of the Galaxy trade.
That's it.
Nova trade.
That's it.
Cap, Daredevil. And if they would just fucking kill Daredevil, I could be done with that.
Let's talk Forever Evil. I'm probably the only... I know you didn't read it, right?
Not yet.
Forever Evil is the DC book that kicks off this villains.
That stole our idea.
Yeah. So Forever Evil number one is quite possibly the most awkward, convoluted piece of DC nonsense I've read in a long time.
So like a Marvel comic.
What is it?
Yes.
What does it suggest?
It's not even what it suggests. I think it's a flash forward.
Okay.
But here's the problem. I'm not even sure that it's a flash forward.
That's not good.
It just kind of haphazardly starts in the middle of a story, and like there's a lot of presumptions that you should know what's going on.
I believe they call
on,
that in media's
res. What?
Is that supposed to be like a gripping idea? Like we're just going to start now, or it's not done well, and now you're confused?
It's B.
Yeah.
I think what they were hoping for was A.
Right.
But what they ended up with was B.
Also known as bad writing.
Right. So I think they were going to go back.
Yeah.
I think, and explain some stuff. But I would rather have a slow, well-built lead-up to an epic event than a ham-handed, awkward kind of tie-in. Is that a nuclear blast cover? We'll get to that during comics.
Okay.
So Forever Evil, I'm not recommending it.
I have not read it yet, so I can't speak to that. But if you don't want to read the next issue, then it's clearly failed at its job.
All right, but here's the good thing. I did read Batman 23.1, which is the Joker issue, right?
Yeah.
Was great. Great Joker story. Really good story. Part of this Forever Evil storyline.
Yeah.
So my hope is that while the main lead-in story might be...
The takeovers.
I made the jerk-off motion when I made that noise.
It's so awkward to say out loud. You're just hoping that the individual issues
might have some really good storytelling that will hopefully compel you to stick through some of the rest of it.
And if not, you're reading those books anyway, so you're going to get them.
Spoiler alert. If you care about the DC Universe and you care about Forever Evil, they unmask Dick Grayson in issue one. So there you go. Nightwing is now known by everybody. Who dun, dun, dun. What that means.
So then Civil War starts.
Yeah, right. So I think that's it. I had something else, but I don't really want to talk about it. I'm exhausted.
you're exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
It's because it's too damn fucking hot.
Why don't we take a break?
Let's do that.
And we'll be right back with this struggling episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, number 301, Recovery.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 301, Recovery. I had to take a deep breath. I can't even say the word. I'm drained.
Exasperated.
I'm drained.
Yeah, gasp.
And oh, to think that New York Comic Con, less than a month away.
Yeah, I just, wow.
Yeah.
That is like the longest weekend of the year for us.
It's almost 4 days.
It's going to end up being like 4.5 probably this year if we end up going in a little early to do a little actual setup.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I don't know that I could lug all that shit in that morning. And then be expected to be, you know, vibrant and excited for the rest of the day.
We just need to do it and get coffee.
And you know what? This year,
or cocaine.
And this year, we don't have that big, tall Brit helping us out. So
he's not coming over?
He's not coming over this year, no.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
But we have Scapegoat.
We do have Scapegoat.
That's true. You do have Scapegoat. I will never do that again. I hate people who talk in the third person. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We forgive you.
That was Scapegoat haunting me right there.
I got
possessed for a second.
But before we move on with the show,
Scapegoat!
That's awesome.
It's pretty epic.
Thank you.
I think it's pretty funny.
Before we move on further at the show, we should mention one of our lovely sponsors, Suburban Vinyl.
Do it.
They still around?
They are still around.
Suburban Where are they
Vinyl.
Located?
In Waldwick, New Jersey.
It's a nice place.
It is a nice place.
It may be too damn hot there right now.
It may. Yeah.
Any other day.
It gets a little warm in there sometimes.
Any other day you should go there.
Yeah, it gets a little warm in there sometimes.
All the time.
Oh, I know what I forgot that I wanted to talk about.
What?
We'll talk about it. I got it for product. I'll save it.
Did I see Suburban Vinyl had a trading card?
They did. They have some sort of card coming out for New York Comic Con.
Oh, yeah?
And some other exclusives, which we will talk about as we get closer.
Oh,
I know that people's attention spans are very short, so I'm saving the exclusive chat for a little bit closer.
Gotcha.
I like that.
That being said, one of the things we can talk about... we were talking about Suburban Vinyl, not New York Comic Con.
Yeah, so they have an awesome store and they have a website, I believe.
They have a website. Check out suburbanvinyl.com and pick out some great new product. New stuff coming in each and every week. Some awesome new art. They've got some great murals on the walls in the store that I just saw they posted about.
So check those out. They got Blink.
They do have Blink. And there is a coupon code.
Yes, it's coupon code BIGKEV, according to my notes.
And that will get you...
10%? 10%?
Is it 10%?
It is 10%. Hey!
10% off of your purchase if you shop at suburbanvinyl.com. And if you go to the store, give him a hug.
Blink.
He needs it.
He needs a hug.
Just every once in a while. Just a little tap on the back.
That's all.
Good going, bro.
That's all he needs.
But yes, please check out suburbanvinyl.com. An excellent sponsor of the show. And of course, by helping out the sponsors, you help out the show. And we appreciate all of that. But let's sally forth.
Wait.
What are we waiting for?
Let's all go to
Stop! No, stop, you rat bastard prick!
No, what I do want to say.
Don't you remember? That was voted out at the live show.
It was.
You just broke the rule.
It was.
Really? You just broke the rule.
You're right.
Are we just going to keep making bits up that happened at the...
No, the one thing I will say, I did see The World's End, and I forgot because you were talking about Edgar Wright.
Yes.
I was going to use a segue, but we...
Right.
Yeah, so The World's End, pretty funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to see it. Better than Hot Fuzz? Because Hot Fuzz was El Stinko.
You know, each one tackles a different genre or style of movie, right? So Shaun of the Dead, clearly the zombie movie,
right.
Before it was in vogue.
Right.
Hot Fuzz, Buddy Cop, and this is the alien invasion movie.
Right, you know what I mean?
And I think they do a really good job of making a sci-fi action comedy drama kind of thing going
on. Okay.
It's going to be a taste thing whether you like it or not.
Right.
What was your thing, OG? That you forgot to talk about.
Oh, no, I'll save it for product because it's product related.
Okay. Yeah.
So we can move on to comics.
That other thing we can talk about in product also. But yeah, so definitely wanted to say World's End. Check it out.
All right.
You sure? You done?
We'd
like to move on.
I want to hear about what's going on over here.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
5.
I don't think you even counted that time.
I did.
You have to count.
It's got to be hand gestures. And then
it can't just be this one.
Verbal. I'm verbal on 5. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That is rude and offensive.
All right. Let's talk about some books that came out this week.
I got a stack because since we weren't able to do a normal...
we didn't really do comics at the live show.
I'm just going to rifle through all the books, whether it's this week or last week, at least the ones I picked up. Poison Ivy number 1 or Batman Detective Comics 23.1.
Right, sponsored that was by Think Geek.
That's right.
It's not sponsored by Think Geek.
No. Legends of the Dark Knight number 12. Now, what's significant about this, of course, it's fan favorite and definitely favorite of this show, yet I still haven't found him. Raphael Albuquerque doing the writing and art on this book. This book has not looked or felt this good in probably the whole time it's been out. I mean, I don't know. I really like what's his name's art, but after I met him and he was such a douchebag.
Who?
What's his name? Who started this book?
I remember, but I don't remember. I
can't remember his name. Anyway. He's an awesome artist,
yeah,
though. Awesome.
Just a kind of a, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of a douche. And I got Ventriloquist number one, which is Batman the Dark Knight number 23. Batman.
Dark Knight 23.1. It could be.
23.1. Yeah.
Is that the Saw dummy on the cover of that book?
It looks a lot
it
like it.
It looks like it, right?
Hello, I want to play a game.
And then I got Batman 23.1,
which is the Joker cover.
Joker,
right?
Now I want to let you know, OG. I got all the lenticular covers.
Sure, because 1994 called.
Uh-huh.
They want their gimmick back.
Apparently, one of the hottest ones out there right now is Batman Detective Comics or Harley Quinn #1 or
now that one came out this week.
2.
Right, that came out this week.
Apparently, this is a really hot. A hot item. This one,
There's a lot of hullabaloo surrounding Harlequin right now.
Yeah, because she's going to get her new book again.
And there's controversy over the story and the artist and all this other
really?
Nonsense. Yeah.
Cap #11.
Yes, that's out this week.
Which is interesting because Cap 10 was like a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's about right. Bi-monthly.
Is it bi-monthly?
A bunch of books with Marvel are, yes.
This is Batman the Dark Knight.
Because they have to fit it into their crossover.
Number 23.2 or Mr. Freeze #1.
Right.
I also got Batman Little Gotham #6.
Right.
Which is a really funny book. Dustin Nguyen, very stylized, very kiddie looking.
Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I guess the question is, are they planning on doing in any of those #2?
What do you mean?
Like Joker? No. Is there going to be a Joker?
Oh, I
know.
I think they're all going to be number
one. Just one offs.
Yeah, why would one-offs. They even put the #1 on it?
Because I think it's cute. Yeah. It's a gimmick.
Okay.
That's why.
All right.
Batman and Robin, #23.2, also known as Court of the Owls #1.
Yeah.
Great cover, by the way.
I don't read Batman and Robin because that is Court of the Owls. I shall be picking that up.
And this is Batman 23.2, also known as the Riddler #1.
Right. Now, did you mention Mr. Freeze? Oh, two I wanted to mention. Justice League 23.2, only because it's Lobo. It's the introduction of Lobo back into the DC 52 universe.
Right.
Earth 2 15.2, because it's the reintroduction of Solomon Grundy. Solomon Grundy. I don't know if he's going to be born on a Monday.
You can order him
anymore.
At Starbucks.
Solomon Trenta.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be born on a Monday anymore.
Oh, yeah?
I think they're changing the origin to him somewhat. And Justice League of America #7.2, Killer Frost, is out this week. So there's that. And then, did I have another book?
Did you?
I had a trade.
Oh, what was your trade?
Star Wars Legacy Hardcover Volume 2.
Oh, really?
Is out this week, yes. Oh, and also East Meets West, Volume 1.
Yeah, I got that.
You have that, okay.
Yeah. It's East of West, sir.
I'm sorry.
East of West, Volume 1 from Image Comics.
Yeah.
Everyone is talking about this book.
Right.
I cannot wait to read it.
I've read the first 3 issues of the book. The first issue, I was like, I don't get it. The second issue, I was like, I don't get it, but I'm sort of intrigued. And the third issue, I was like, I'm kind of bored, but I feel like I should still read it.
All right, so we're going to give the trade one shot.
That's a rave review right there.
I
also got BPRD 1948.
Okay.
This is the standalone series.
You still putting those out?
Yeah, why?
I'm just...
This tells the BPRD story in 1948. Hellboy's still a kid.
Aw.
Yeah.
Baby Hellboy.
Good stuff.
He's
not a baby.
He's little Hellboy?
He's littler.
When was he born?
They found him during the war, 40. Two,
okay, so he's 6.
He wasn't born, like he wasn't a baby.
So he was like 2 when they found him, right?
Maybe.
So he's
I don't know.
10. Still a young.
Well, if you read the book, you may find out.
I don't want to read the book. That involves reading.
That's true.
And books.
God forbid. Well, here's a book you don't have to do much reading. This is The Art of Juan Ortiz Star Trek.
Okay.
So what is it?
I don't know, but I see the Venture Brothers skull on the front, and I'm
really
confused
exactly like that,
by that.
Yeah.
So go team this Venture. Is, what if every Star Trek, the original series episode, was a movie event? What would the posters have looked like in the 60s?
Okay.
This guy is brilliant.
Okay.
Brilliant. So he took each episode and made a singular
movie poster. Made a one sheet.
I think this guy has a gallery of all kinds of redone movie posters. I think I've seen this online on his website.
Yeah, it the style seems very familiar to me. The menagerie.
I mean, look at them. They're amazing. So they are really good. And he's been doing these as prints, and they've been releasing the prints as sets.
Right.
Set one, nearly impossible to get hold of. I think it was your favorite company, OG, QMX, I think was putting these out.
Oh, yeah. Right in the nose.
And they're nearly impossible to find.
Can I just say something?
What?
Since you brought up QMX.
Yeah.
Are you done?
No.
Oh.
Every episode, I believe this book covers all of the episodes. It's oversized. It's about the same size as, the prints are slightly bigger than this book, right. But the book is oversized. It's beautiful. If you are a Star Trek fan, you must own this because it is absolutely amazing. Right. Really, really great retro art style. Like, I'm trying to look for one that really speaks to the 60s,
and then you can rip the pages out and post them on your wall. It sounds really good.
Little fun tack.
Look
behind
at Spock's brain.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean that is ridiculous. Right out of the '60s. Amazing. So definitely check that out one more time. It's The Art of Juan Ortiz Star Trek. Gonna run you about $40, oversized, 80 episodes, 80 different images. Fantastic.
That's craziness.
Really good.
Now you may bitch and moan about QMX.
Well, I want to move forward into product because it kind of ties in.
All right.
Geek stuff, product reviews.
Five.
How is Gentle Giant?
Uh-huh. I know where this is
a
going.
A good company.
Uh-huh.
Putting out a life-size stormtrooper.
Yep.
At half the cost.
Uh-huh.
Of the big damn replica.
So let's talk about that. That's actually something I wanted to talk about. So Gentle Giant has been doing now for at least a couple of years, I think, the retro 3¾ figures in 12-inch.
Right.
Exact replicas of the Star Wars toys that you had as a child.
Right.
They're 12-inch scale, though.
Right.
Same articulation, same accessories.
Yeah, we've talked about them quite often.
Yes. And rightfully so. They're amazing in the same kind of packaging. So on. Now they're taking it a step further. They're producing a 6-foot-tall Stormtrooper, classic original trilogy Stormtrooper action figure.
Right.
Same 4 points of articulation and the removable blaster.
Right.
Right? He's $2,300.
Right. Less than half.
Less than half. Of the Firefly big damn replica from QMX.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the Gentle Giant thing, awesome, but really QMX? It's called perspective.
Yep. I mean, look, I don't begrudge the fact that they decided we could probably produce this for several hundred dollars and choke these motherfucking fans for a few grand.
Yeah.
I don't blame them at all. From a business perspective, it's brilliant. The fact is they alienated better than half of their own fans.
I don't begrudge the fact that they grabbed the back of my head and tried to submerge it under the bathwater either, but
yeah.
Really, you sound a little beat up about it.
But,
I don't know.
But no.
And at the time, you should heard at the time, because we were talking that thing up like it was the second coming, and then the price got released.
Because
OG lost his mind.
There was
OG
a lot of,
got real OG.
Yeah. There was a lot of
got
teaser.
An Uzi.
Just, I want to educate you just briefly. There was a lot of teaser about this piece, right?
Okay.
And the teaser involved potential price points.
Uh-huh.
From people who were distributing the product and worked it within the company.
Mm-hmm.
And the price point was about half more than half of what they were talking about.
It turned out
$2,000 was what we had originally heard. And then they were offering a $500 coupon if you pre-ordered it early. So I said to myself, I can't justify in any way, shape, or form $1,500 for this giant Firefly replica ship, but I'm going to fucking figure out how to do
it. Yep.
And I'm going to do it.
That's what we were all doing because they had a payment plan. Yeah.
I'm going to sell half sell my stuff. Shit yep. that is not that Absolutely. I don't need anymore.
Yep.
And I'm getting that shit because I want it.
That's all we talked about at that time period was how we were going to adjust our lives in order to be able to pay for that thing.
And then they announced a price point of $5,000.
And everybody
So you
like,
remortgaged your house.
Right? No.
So got a second
he
mortgage.
Didn't have a house then. He had a shitty apartment. Yeah. And it was not the point. The point is that OG could have gotten that. Or a new car.
Right, right.
So if he was going to use $5,000 yeah. to buy a vehicle, it better be one he could fucking fit in.
Yeah. Word. Truth.
Or that actually moved. True.
Preach.
Something.
Yeah.
But wow. like, yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. So yeah, so we have had a bit of a peppercorn caught in our craw about right. this company for quite some
that
time.
That is the most southern right. expression I've ever heard.
That said, they do put out nice yet still overpriced product.
That's the problem.
In our opinion.
I think they put out a lot of great stuff, but I think a lot of their stuff is way overpriced. And then I think they put out subpar stuff that is still overpriced.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need a $70 Serenity cake topper.
Yeah.
I don't need it. That's what that last.
You know, though, they do have a deal with Kellogg's.
Yeah, but that last set of figures that they put out
uh-huh.
from that Little Damn Hero yeah. line, I stopped halfway through a line, and I am a completist when it comes to
yep.
those things.
Yep,
I stopped because they were $70 and they were cheap plastic.
Uh huh.
If you farted the wrong way, they were gonna break.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
It's true.
Ridiculous.
It's true. And you know what the problem is? If they had adjusted their own expectations on profit to be more in line with the consumer, they would be a big company right now. They
sure.
would be a big collectibles company
if
right now.
If they had actually put that thing out for $1,500, they could have sold a billion of
They'd
them.
They'd have sold all of them.
Right? They'd have sold all of them.
Rumor is less than 10.
Well, after they announced the price point, they no longer gave an edition size. Now it was going to be built on demand. So there was no way yeah. to gauge how many sold unless you worked for QMX.
Less than 10 is what I heard.
Interesting.
Anyway, let's move forward with product. What I wanted to mention in news, but I could save it for now. Kid Robot has announced their next Dunny line.
Uh-oh.
It's their mid-season line, right? So last year was the
Apocalypse
line and then the post-apocalypse line. So this one is called Evolve. It's going to feature five different artists, Frank Kozik, McBess, Kronk, Huck G, and Scott Tolleson. And each artist has three figures in the line, and it's going to be an evolution of a design. So it's going to be like past, present, and future on one kind of design. An interesting concept.
Is that crickets I hear?
No, actually... It's really going to depend on, like, so they released some teaser images, but they were, like, shadowed. So, like, one of them, like, the first one kind of looked like it had a tail and horns. And then there was a middle one with no tail, but maybe a little horns. And then the third one was, like, the outline of some sort of mech. So it was kind of like the evolution of a creature, I guess.
Maybe it'll make more sense.
When you actually see them. Well, that's what's going to, this line is either going to be epic or atrocious.
Or epic.
Yeah, filler. Or atrocious. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to bring up in product.
Good. I wanted to bring up a thing in product from our friends at ThinkGeek.com.
Okay.
OG, you must put up a link for this product from our friends over at ThinkGeek.com. It's the Create Your Own Comic Book Hero Action Figure Customizing Kit. Do-do-do.
Okay.
So it looks like a cereal box.
It does look like a cereal box.
If you open it up, it has three blank bodies.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And it has five blank heads, a bunch of sets of hands with a... Looks All right. like there's like a V hand
All right.
and a C hand.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't want to be too critical of ThinkGeek because I do love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree with this packaging.
Why?
Because when you first showed me the box and you uh-huh. made your little announcement and I was yeah. awkwardly silent,
yeah,
I wasn't sold on it. Based on that packaging.
Okay.
But when you opened it up...
That's why you have to explore, OG.
I understand. I'm saying, had I marketed that, I might have done some sort of window box, or perhaps...
It's a window.
I meant
Clamshell?
No, not a clamshell. You know, like when they do the Star Wars 3 packs?
Uh-huh.
And it's in like the box with the big window, no flap?
Uh-huh.
No flap.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
No, I don't
know. Or just a blister?
I think they've taken the initiative here to get big, giant comic book graphic kind of thing.
Okay.
Inside this fabulous product looks box. Great. What is this? Can you get a price point on this, Scapegoat? Let Scapegoat do it.
Yeah,
Scapegoat
I can't
do some work
it.
Today. It's thinkgeek.com, Space Ghost, or Scape Ghost, or whoever you are. Inside the box, 3 articulated 4-inch scale action figure bodies, 5 heads with and without various mask styles, 2 pairs of open fists to hold accessories, 2 capes, 2 paintbrushes, 6 various color paints, and 1 set of decals.
That's it's a pretty epic set.
It is. I mean, you can make a lot of different little cool little superhero figures out of this if you wanted. And on the back, of course, they show a number of different ones that were created using the kit.
Right.
On the back, they have all kinds of... Well, they've made some pretty cool ones on the back. Little gray matter for you, OG. The Create Your Own Comic Book Hero Action Figure Customizing Kit is the first all-inclusive kit for action figure collectors who want to make their own super-powered characters.
Sure.
Scaled to today's most popular action figure formats, these are fully articulated toys limited only by your imagination. All the heroes here were assembled using the elements included in this kit.
It's going to run you about $40.
Wow, well, that's not really? A bad price. That's pretty good.
Yeah. For three figures? That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
I was waiting for you to end so I can say, like, and that's not all.
For
the low price of $39.99.
Call now. We'll throw in a second.
To come with the paint and to come with the brushes and the stickers. I mean,
yeah, let me see.
Especially for little kids who want to create their own superheroes and things, that's kind of like the perfect gateway.
Warning, small parts may be choking hazards for children under the age of 7.
Oh, well, OG can't use
it. It comes with 3 capes, yeah?
2 capes.
Oh, just 2 capes, okay.
2 capes.
Only two.
2 sets of sea hands.
Right, 5 heads.
Yeah, 5 different heads with different mask styles.
That's cute.
Yeah, it is.
That's cute. I actually really like that.
So you want to go over to thinkgeek.com. Like we tell you all the time, the coolest stuff is over at thinkgeek.com. Comic book hero action figure customizing kit is definitely one of them. You can definitely, you can create your own Scapegoast figure.
You could.
And if you do, please let us know.
That could be a contest.
There you go. Create your own. Yeah, create the cast of Big Heads Geek Stuff. An action figure.
There are 3 of them in the box.
Wow.
There you go. See?
That's pretty brilliant.
Hey, ThinkGeek, I have an idea for you guys.
Awesome. So, OG, you'll put a link on the website?
I will, in fact, place a link onto the website.
And I know, Scapegoat, you wanted to talk about the Apple announcement.
I think it counts towards product.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kinda.
That's where I would put it.
It's something you could buy.
It is, the question is, do you want to buy it?
That's a really good question.
No, OG doesn't, for sure.
No, I do not want to buy it.
I'm honestly, to your point, you're an Android guy, right?
I am an Android guy.
I'm waiting for the Nexus 5.
Yeah.
Although on that, Android KitKat, have you heard this news?
It's the next OS.
Yeah. KitKat, really?
Why
it was going to keep because it was
took
it's
Snickers.
Been named, it's been named Key Lime Pie for the past year
oh,
and a half.
No, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't KitKat the follow-up to Key Lime Pie?
Nope.
What's currently operating on tablets?
So
no.
Right, yes.
I think KitKat is the phone OS.
Nope.
Isn't Key Lime Pie what's operating on tablets?
Nope.
Is it still Jelly Bean on tablets?
Yes, it is.
What the hell are you
so,
talking
the
about?
So
the Android
systems
operating
are named
systems,
after food.
Yeah, they're named after desserts.
Awful food.
No, it's been awesome. They had a cupcake, donut, eclair,
Froyo,
gingerbread, honeycomb, ice cream sandwich,
jelly bean,
and then one coming out was originally called Key Lime Pie. But what one of the interviews Google
said...
Was it
said, a marketing thing?
Google said that outside of the U.S., a lot of people don't know what that is.
What Key Lime Pie is?
So everyone in the office ate Kit Kats, so they reached out to Nestle and said, hey, do you mind if we call it Kit Kat? And Nestle was like, sure. So apparently no money is changing hands.
Right.
They're just like friends with each other now.
Well, did you see?
So it's now like an adorable Android Kit Kat bar.
Yeah,
so
I
it's
want
like
that bar,
naming
though.
An OS after big cats.
See, there you go.
If that company sold large cats to people.
Yeah. I'm going to say, since you happen to bring up Nexus 5, Nexus 5 is the phone.
It's going
to
be the phone, yes.
I happen to like the Nexus phones
Yeah.
Better than the Galaxy.
100%.
That's what I have right now. I have a Nexus right now.
The Galaxy phones are plasticky, cheap. They look a little cartoonish. They have some really gimmicky stuff going on.
Speaking of the 5C.
And the HTC One,
right.
Really, really well done, especially if you get that vanilla regular Android. And that's what I like a lot about the Nexus.
Right.
It's got some cool features. It's got better updates.
I just like Samsung, to be
and
honest with you.
You like Samsung?
I do like Samsung.
But you like the Nexus better.
It isn't. It's a Nexus.
Oh, your Galaxy Nexus is. The Nexus 4. They're all made by different companies.
Yes, the Nexus 4
is LG, I think.
It's LG.
And we don't know
right.
what the
like
Nexus 5
well
is. But
I like LG as well.
Yeah, the
God,
Nexus 5 apparently leaked.
Right. Well, that's okay, because I won't be able to keep up with the next part
in
of
a video.
So
I think it's funny that the first thing we say is Apple announcement, and we immediately talk about Android.
Android. All right.
But yeah, as they said during the Apple announcement, the iPhone 5C, also known as the lovely colored iPod Touch with the SIM tray.
Is that the iPhone 5 cheap?
No,
or,
I want to say
or
I,
crap
no,
or China.
I really think it's China. I really think that's the market.
But this
that
is this is
for.
The this is the lower price point phone.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It is. It's it, I believe it's $99 for the 16 gig.
And it looks like they took their. It looks like they got their 30. Color palette from the Crocs factory.
Yeah,
is that,
it really
okay.
yeah. it really does.
That's it.
That is kind of what it looks like. I mean,
and they
the
even
reviews...
match the holes on the Crocs,
so you can play
cases.
And you can play Kinect 4 with a little.
Lovely!
No, they really did. I mean, all the hands-on guys, The Verge, and all those websites.
The Verge,
really good site, by the way. Right, not better than BigCaveGeekCave.
Well, no, but you
but
know,
still good.
But understandable.
A lot of good reviews for it. But I mean, to me, yeah, it's brightly colored.
Right.
You know, we know who that who the audience is for that. And hopefully they sell.
You know what
I
don't
know.
Get? Can I just say what I don't get about the brightly colored? It's the same thing I don't get about the white and the black, right?
Okay.
Who at this point in time, in 2013 going into 2014, who doesn't put some sort of case on their phone?
Many people.
Really? People don't put cases on their phone?
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that I will say, however much you want to talk about that, you know, Apple designs something and then they stop designing for a year and then they go design something else again. You know, that's the obvious. The S is going to be an iteration, not a new thing. It is a really nice design. If you look at an iPhone 5 naked.
Right.
Or the 5S, which is just an iPhone 5 naked.
Right.
It's a nice thing. Now, hopefully people don't drop it and scratch it and break it. And if they're, that's why people are putting cases on it. But I know a lot of good people who just use their phone straight up.
That's crazy.
Just with no case
on it.
Dummies.
That's nonsense to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the announcement. So
yeah, they
announced,
the 5 China.
Other than rainbow necklace, candy necklace, iPhones.
Then it was the S, super phone.
They announced the S, fingerprint scanner thing, Touch ID.
Right.
Basically, if you read any of the rumors, everything that came out.
Right.
And there's not really a way you can prevent leaks at this point, right?
It will make you breakfast.
You're working with a lot of, different companies, stuff like that. I just wanted to be surprised. I was hoping they would say, and the Mac Pro Tower, which looks awesome, is coming out X date. I was hoping they would say something like that. But
what is the Mac Pro Tower?
The Mac Pro Tower looks like a NYC subway trash can, but smaller. But it is the powerful workstation that all the professional guys are really looking for.
You know what it looks like? Remember those mini Heineken beer kegs?
Yeah.
The tabletop kegs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks like that, but black.
Well, it's like a black. It looks like a black bullet kind of thing.
So you need a monitor for it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a workstation.
It's
a workstation kind of situation. It doesn't have a flat top. It's rounded and then hollow.
Yeah. It's like fucking. What kind of bullet is that?
Either way. I was hoping I'd hear something about that. But I mean, the thing that we want, that I think anybody wants, is to be wowed by something. And everyone asks, like, what do you, you know, some people are excited and they're like, what did you expect? Other people are like, I'll probably get it anyway, you know, kind of thing. But I want to be wowed. And, you know, the thing that I think Apple did and other companies tried to imitate, the whole big thing about Apple was, we're going to show you something you didn't know you need until we give it to you. And then you're not going to know how you didn't live without it.
Right.
Like that's the point. And that isn't happening. And
that hasn't happened now for a little
bit.
But
that's not... No, listen,
fingerprint scanning.
Listen, saying something about like, hey, we just need to create a completely innovative, mind-blowing thing every year, that's ridiculous.
I'm not
expecting that.
Of course.
To me, Google Glass is the innovative... Whatever you want to say about it, whatever.
It's innovative.
We're not going to turn this into a tech pod.
Right.
But that is an innovative piece of technology
right there,
right? The 5S, cool stuff with the fingerprint scanner. To me, I had two ideas that I think would have been cool for this conference.
Right.
I'm just going to throw them out there. One, fingerprint scanner also has that little NFC chip. So I don't know if you've seen it. You've been to certain supermarkets and you have like Google Wallet.
Yeah.
And they're like, just touch here with your phone
and you can pay.
The problem with that is a lot of security, right? You don't want to put your bank account in. And if you do, you don't want to put in two PIN codes. If if the iPhone could do this, you put your thumbprint on it because that's super secure,
right?
And then press it against, boom, mobile payments would actually take off. I don't know why they didn't do that. To me, that's a big deal.
That
partner with PayPal and make it happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the second thing
is PayPal, but but good idea.
Yeah. I know you're not a big criminals.
I use them, that's but terrible. They're criminals.
Oh, that's mean.
Do you like PayPal?
I don't have a problem with PayPal.
They're criminals. The amount of money that they take from you.
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
And they're owned by eBay, and you're already paying eBay?
So as a consumer,
they're criminals.
Having a PayPal?
Yeah, I have PayPal.
I don't have a problem with it.
I have PayPal. I have to use PayPal. Yeah. I like.
They take money from me? No, they don't.
If
I'm just buying stuff through PayPal, no, I don't. I'm saying as a regular consumer,
but,
as opposed to putting in my credit card at every weird, shady website.
But the person that you're buying from is losing money every time you buy through
PayPal. And that sucks. I do agree with that. I'm saying as a regular consumer, awesome, protect my information.
Of course, I guess they are if they take your credit card. Yeah, it could be a credit card cost anyway.
That's why fingerprint's a really good idea. Right. And the other thing is they have a patent for e-ink. You ever use a Kindle?
I have used
it. Has like 30 days of battery life, all that kind of stuff. There's no reflection, anything.
Yeah.
So they have a patent where they can mix that and it'll turn back and forth between an LCD and e-ink.
Okay.
To me, that'd be fucking mind-blowing.
Sure.
And that would be something that would wow me. But none of that happened. A lot of good solid improvements on stuff. Some really good stuff for geeks. 64-bit processing in a phone. First time ever. Blah, blah, blah. Great. But, you know, check out Apple.com, I guess, if you want to see what happened. Nothing too surprising.
All right.
But, you know.
Meh.
Yeah. Fair enough.
That would be my overall rating of the announcement. Meh.
No. I mean, there were a couple things in the announcement that were really cool. Like, they're giving away iWork.
That's true. iWork is a really good,
So
they're giving
pages,
away iWork.
Keynote, Numbers, iPhoto, and iMovie are all free now.
Hey, look, I think here...
That's a $40 value. Yours free. Go buy the Create Your Own Superhero Kit.
I think here...
$40 value? Isn't it? How much are they for iOS?
Listen.
They're 10 each.
Are they? So that's
$50. I would love to talk about Apple for the rest of the evening.
Are we running long?
But it's hot in here.
It's running long. It is too damn hot.
And I hear the music playing in the background.
We're still trying to recover.
Well, way to go. You managed to get the wrap-up run over again. Way to go.
So let's talk about a fantastic sponsor to this show.
I'd like to hear about
Superpower
Urban Vinyl.
Oh. We've done them already.
Whoops.
Superpower Collectibles.
Woo. Superpower Collectibles.
That's right. Superpowercollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness.
All of it.
Toys, comics, statues, sponsoring one of our New York Comic Con raffles.
Oh, yes.
This year.
That's right.
This year at New York Comic Con, we are going
to be
raffling
this?
Off. We are announcing it.
I thought you didn't want to announce any of this yet.
No, this I don't mind announcing.
Okay.
Because, I'll tell you why, because we have an exciting component to this raffle.
Oh,
we are raffling off an Arrow statue.
Oh, from the TV show?
From the TV show.
From DC Collectibles?
From DC Collectibles.
Oh, man, that's a great statue.
Donated to the show from Superpower Collectibles.
Wow, how many are you buying, OG?
Well,
OG, not eligible.
Not eligible to win. But
one
of the things that we're doing this year, so for just a quick step to the side, we do these raffle tickets at New York Comic Con sort of as a awesome way, obviously, to give stuff away,
right.
But also as a fundraiser for the show because trying to upgrade
last year, more of our equipment. We gave away the Harry Potter Complete Collector's Edition box set to a very, very lucky winner, and we were so happy to be able to do that for that winner, and we're so thankful for everybody who was a part of that.
So this year, what we're doing, since this is technically a fundraiser, is we're not going to limit the sale of raffle tickets to New York Comic Con. We're going to allow people to do some sort of e-raffle ticket. I haven't figured out how we're going to do it yet, but it'll be a donation amount through the site.
PayPal?
PayPal probably.
Of course.
For the same price that we charge for the raffle ticket, which we haven't discussed quite yet.
Right.
But we're going to open up the pool.
Nice.
So to more people. And, you know, more people, you know, in case you can't come, we want you to still have access to the raffle.
Absolutely.
We want you to still help donate to the show so we can upgrade our equipment.
And we'd rather have you come.
Of course, we would rather have
you come. But if
you
can't come.
Yes, but people from Peoria, Illinois, probably not coming.
That's what I'm saying. If they can't, we still want them to go to the
show. So Superpower Collectibles, awesome sponsor of the show, helping us with this awesome giveaway at New York Comic Con, around New York Comic Con. Of course, also a coupon code. That is
Big Kev.
Right, and that will get you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more.
Right.
Free shipping
on most items
over $100.
Right,
and for over $1,000, Scapegoast will dress as Arrow and take you out to dinner.
No, he's only supposed to wear the tactical barbecue apron.
That contest is over.
Oh, that's over.
Yeah, now he's just going to be wearing the Arrow hood and the bow. It's Arrow Cupid.
Do we have to announce for that?
Actually,
contest?
We announced one of the winners. And we had teased, I'm not going to lie, in recovery mode, I don't have that winner.
Oh, whoops.
We picked it.
Uh-huh.
We picked it last week.
Right. But we didn't do it on the
show. But we
didn't
announce it at the live event. Right. And we I don't have the information in front of me.
So all right. Fine.
So the other thing I want to say real quick is our store is up. Well, it's always up and open. But
yeah.
Our Art Hustle AP cards are for sale. Over at the Big Kev's Geek Stuff store. So please check those out. Of course, the sale of those also going towards the upgrade of the equipment.
And if you bring them to the booth, we will sign them.
That's right. Actually, I said in the listing that we'll sign them for you. But if you would prefer us to sign it in person, we'll do that as well.
And we will do sketches.
That's right. Yeah,
but
that's
there will be a small charge.
And
What is this, Comic-Con?
No, because our sketches always end up on eBay for hundreds of dollars, and we don't want
to
do that.
And so. I want to say that these were limited. These were limited to, I think, about 35 total that we had to do. And almost half of them are gone already. So, you know.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's amazing.
So scoop them up while you still can.
Jeez.
And I think that's it. So don't forget to check us out online.
Yes.
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Do it. Of course, if you would like to leave a voicemail.
You can do that at 425-920-6050.
That is correct.
And you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Of course, over at Twitter, @GeekStuffOG, @BKGeekStuff, and...
ScapegoatGS.
That's right.
Where you can hear me say nothing.
Facebook.com.
ScapeghostGS.
No, you'll hear me.
If we can get to 750 likes... on Facebook, because we are not there yet. Before New York Comic Con, we will pick one of the random people who like us, and we'll give away another prize.
Nice.
Announced right after New York Comic Con.
Sweet.
How about that? Another contest.
That's a great contest.
Giving shit away.
I like it.
Here at Big Kids.
Yeah, that's part
participation.
Of our,
that's right.
Know, we really are. We're going to amp that up. One of the things that we're changing, if you were at the event last week, you know, we talked a lot about our improved giveaways that are going to be coming. We also teased the fact that... The videos will be returning.
Right.
The live from Studio V segments as shot by Scapeghost. Those will be returning. And a lot of exciting new things as well. So,
exciting.
Yes. Stay tuned
and
for those.
Also a Big Kev Eat Stuff.
Liar.
That's right. OG, Scapeghost and I working on some Eat Stuff.
It's going to be entitled Big Kev's Eat Stuff. Fish stick and custards. It'll be a Little Fifi's Who Stuff tie-in.
Wow.
And neither one will ever happen.
That is an awesome reference that I now get.
Right, thank
you. And we still not have heard that Fifi Who Stuff.
But with that, it is freaking disgusting in this studio right now.
Badly, badly
so
hot.
And so with that,
milk was a bad choice.
Well, with that, OG, we will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Thank God, because I'm about to fall asleep. Number 301, Recovery. By saying good night, David Frost, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.